it's incredibly lame to like hold the microphone up to music and play some intro music, isn't it? I think so. But I'm going to keep doing it because it's kind of fun. This is Robert with AlionEye.com. Not AlionEye. AlionEye, not AlionEye. AlionEye. Thought I'd do another little mini podcast here. The topic for this evening is Akeem Spence. I figured I'd do a lot of these on players that may not be, I don't know, as well known or maybe, I don't know, kind of mysteries in this upcoming season. So, tonight is Akeem Spence. I should say tomorrow morning because that's when I'm going to post this. But basically, here's the deal with Spence. With Josh Brent not making the grades at Parkland and having to move his way on along to the Dallas Cowboys now in the supplemental draft, we got a big gaping hole at defensive tackle. Last spring, our attempt to fix that was Glenn Foster. He was former, I think he started linebacker and then defensive end. I think he was recruited as a defensive end. He bulked up and moved inside and is learning the defensive tackle position. But nothing against Glenn Foster. He's at his, I don't know, first time playing his new position, but I don't believe he'd be fully ready to be the starter this year. So with Brent gone, Foster not ready yet, there's a big hole next to Corey Legit, and that hole's going to be filled by Akeem Spence. I had read some good things on Spence. I don't remember much of him from Rantoul last year. I didn't really look for him. I just don't remember him. So the first practice this year with Brent's status up in the air, the first practice last spring, I looked for Spence. In the off season, in my mind, the guy to plug that hole was Lendell Buckner. As you may well know, he's no longer with the team. He was arrested. I don't even know the status of that. I just know that he's no longer with the team. He was with the team at the practice I watched, and I was really excited to go see Buckner. And I was watching the, blocking sled drill. I don't even know what you call this blocking sled. It's the one you lift up and shove kind of above your head. Well, I watched him go through that. Buckner really struggled with that drill. He's a big man, but didn't seem to have the strength yet. So I was kind of disappointed in that. But this Spence kid was powerful, like explosive, like off the blocks and boom. And I made note at the time of, hey, you know, this kid in the future might really be something. My only knowledge of him up to that point was how he was a late addition to what would it be, the 09 class. And at the time, I think it was the weekend that Justin Green switched from Ohio State to Illinois. And so I was just focused on Green, and Spence was just this tag-on recruit from Florida that, hey, maybe defensive line depth in the future. Well, I'm very, very happy he signed because the kid looks like he's a pretty good player. He's a plug kind of guy, low center of gravity. I saw him referred to some writer, I don't remember who, called him a fire plug, and I think that's apt. He's just kind of a thick kid with a decent burst. I mean, he's not going to be Josh Brent and slicing through. He's not going to be Corey Legit with some quickness off the ball. I mean, he's got a lot of learning to do. He's coming into his first year, but his second year, I guess, but his first real year. And I'm really kind of excited about him. He's, you know, we're lucky to have him. I'll just say that. He's pretty pretty solid against the run. I don't know if he'll provide much of a pass rush, but in this scheme, we need Corey Legit to make a mess, and we need Akeem Spence to plug a hole. And he does it much better than Foster and Blue and any of our other defensive tackles, so I think he's going to get a lot of snaps this fall. So that's Akeem Spence. I'm going to do more of these as the week goes on. Thank you for listening.